Daf is Daf Chavdal. Again, as you can see, my voice is not 100%, but it's coming back. Thank you for all those who reached out to me. So let's take it on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara is talking about, apparently, there is the position of Rabbi Shub ben Levi, who did not accept any of the other sources we brought earlier as to how we know different cases are Aser Bana. In particular, we're talking about Chametz B'Pesach and Shor Niskal, that those two, although they're Aser B'Achila, those are Aser Bana. So Gemara goes to one by one why he didn't like this Pasuk of Lo Yochal doesn't imply, and he didn't like the Pasuk of Yehuda about the Nevela. So in the end of the day, the Gemara knows what is the source of Yishuv and Levi, how we know that Chametz B'Pesach and Shor Niskal are in fact Aser Bana. So last four lines of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Minayin, how does he know? Dichsiv kol chatas asher yuva midama v'gomer. Any chatas that you bring the blood inside, it's referring to the dam of a dam chatas that's supposed to be outside the kodesh, but one brings it inside the kodesh, which is not supposed to be, that is possible. The pasuk says, she'ein tam lomar be'esh tisarif. It doesn't need to say be'esh tisarif, that you burn such blood. Ma tam lomar be'esh tisarif, what do we learn? That's an extra pasuk. Im einu inin legufa, if it's not for the pasuk itself of a chatas chitzon that's brought inside, because you don't need it, because dichsiv v'hinei sarif, we already learn that such blood that's brought inside, it says in the pasuk v'hinei sarif, so the extra pasuk be'esh tisarif, what's it teaching us? Tineu inin lechol isurin shebetorah. Let's apply it to other isurin shebetorah. So what are the isurin betorah? Just Rashi points out before we turn the page, Rashi says lechol isurin shenemar behen lav b'achilasan kazeh, other instances where you know there's a lav of achila already as it is. B'al karchach, we're forced into saying lo maisi ela chametz b'pesach v'shor niskal. The only two application that this is relevant is chametz and shor niskal, because the b'shar isurim, other isurim, we already know ksip prati leter, we know the other ones you're allowed to get hana. So these are the only two that we know are aser bana. We're just finding a source. So again, the psukim beish tisarif is unnecessary to teach me by this chatas of adam. So it doesn't teach it for itself. Let's apply it to other yisurim. Vim eino inin lachila. We don't need to teach me that it's aser to have chametz to eat chametz, and it's aser to have shor niskal because that's already aser. We know. So what's it for? Tineu inin leiser hana. Must be that you can't get hana from chametz and pesach and shor niskal. So Gemara then says, ima kan v'sefer. If the source of iser hana is from this pasuk of Be'esh Tisarif, so maybe then din should be, you should have to burn Chametz B'Pesach, you should have to burn Shor Niskal, Af Kol Yisurin Shabbatorah, Shabbasreifa. So maybe any other, the din should be not to tell me that there's Isra Na of Chametz and there's Isra Na of Shor Niskal. Rather, just like we burn, there's a Sreifa by Dam Chatas, maybe other Yisurin Shabbatorah, all other Lav Achilas, Isra Achilas, should also be Besreifa. And the Gemara says that can't be the drasha because Amar Kra Bakodesh Be'esh Tisarif Bakodesh B'Sreifa Vein Kol Yisurin Shabbatar B'Sreifa. Only by Kachim do you have a din of burning, but not by other Yisurim. And therefore, the only thing left to learn is that there's an Isra Na by Chametz B'Pesach and Shor Niskal. So that's the first approach to the source of Yeshua ben Levi. Gemara now says B'Hai Bakodesh Be'esh Tisarif Lehachi Yudasa. Is it really coming to teach us the din that Isra Nav Chametz B'Pesach and Shor Niskal? Haimi Barile Lichad Rabbi Shimon. We need it for a different drasha. Desanya Rabbi Shimon Omer B'Kodesh Be'esh Tisarif Limei to teach us. Achatas Shesorfin also B'Kodesh. We burn Kachim B'Kodesh. If it gets puzzle, we burn it in Kachim in Kodesh. Vein Liela Zubavad. I only know this particular case of Adam Chatas that was brought inside when it wasn't supposed to be. It was in the Azara and they brought it into the Kodesh. Only that case. That's what the pasuk's talking about. Ein liyelazu bilvad psulei kache kachim. Let's say kache kachim. Let's say an ola where chadas gets pasul, or a murei kache kalim, or different limbs of the kachim kalim. They get pasul. How do we know minayin that you burn that as well? Tamalomer v'chol bakodesh be'esh tisarif. The extra bakodesh, extra v'chol, is telling me that all kachim get burned. So therefore, now we see the pasuk v'chol kodesh be'esh tisarif is not available to teach me the din of esar na by chametz and shor niskal. Sorry, need a little drink. Gemara now says, Amarle Rebbe Yonasan Rabcha Mehai Krod Kamarle. Yochanan says, your Rebbe learns it from a different pasuk. It's not from the pasuk we just said about Chochatas Hashem Yuvah Medama. It's from a different pasuk. What's the pasuk he brings? Mehai Krod Kamarle. Vim Yuvaser Mibaser Miluam Menalechem Araboker. If you have no sir. So the first pasuk of Dam Chatas Chitzonin that was brought inside, we're rejecting that pasuk. That's no longer on the table. Now we're using from a different pasuk by no sir. When there's leftover kachim, the din is you have to burn it. The yivasim yibasim miluim melechem aboker. The din the pasuk goes on to say, b'serafta esanosar be'ish lo yeachel ki kodeshu. The pasuk says you must burn it and you also don't eat it. So Gemara darshins Shein tamar lomer lo yechel. You don't need to tell me lo yechel. Because ma tamar lomer lo yechel. What does it mean, don't eat the noser? Imeinu inyan legufo, if you don't need to tell me that noser shouldn't be eaten, we already know you don't eat it because it's softer, seraft is a noser ba'ish. The pasuk says you burn it. Once you burn noser, mimele, you know you can't eat it. So you don't have to tell me lo yechel by noser. So therefore, tineu inyan l'shar yisurum shabat Torah. Let's apply the iser lo yechel to other yisurum in the Torah. Well, v'meinu inyan l'chila, if we don't need to tell me all the other yisurum already say, you can't eat this, you can't eat that. So it must be teaching us tineu inyan l'iser na. We're applying from the word lo yechel by noser to apply an iser na to other areas. Well, we know it doesn't apply to other areas because it tells us you're allowed to get hana. The only thing that we don't know is chametz shabat Pesach and Shor Nisgal, so Lo Yechel of Noser is telling me that that's the source of Isra Na by Shor Nisgal and Chametz Pesach. The Gemara says, okay, well, Ima Kan B'Sefer Af Kol Yisun Sheba Torah Sheba Sefer. Maybe the Drasha is not telling me that the other areas are Aser Ti, Aser Bana. Maybe it's telling me that just like Noser gets burnt, all other Isurim Sheba Torah should be burnt as well. The Gemara says, that can't be the Drasha because you already have a Pasuk to limit that application. Amar Krobis Seraftis and Noser. No sebesreifa, vein kol yisurim shabbat Torah sebesreifa. Once you have that miyat, the only thing left to apply to is that the isur nub of chametz and shor nizkal. Rada says, v'hai lo yechel l'hachudas. Is it really true lo yechel applying to other yisurim shabbat Torah? Hai mi barleitz, need to teach me l'chad Rabbi Elazar, dem Rabbi Elazar, lo yochal ki kodesh hu, don't eat that which is kodesh, kol shabbat kodesh pasol, ba kosev litein lo sasei al chilasa. So tell me something different. Had we not had the pasuk lo yechel ki kodeshu, we would have thought that there's an iser asay only. In other words, the din is you have to burn noser, v'serafta. If you don't burn it, you violate an asay, iser asay. But we don't know that there's a lav involved as well. So the pasuk lo yechel is coming to tell me not only is there an iser asay for eating noser, but there's also a lav. So once we're teaching the lav for noser itself, it's no longer available to tell me by other isurim. It doesn't tell me about chametz and shor nizkal. And therefore, the Gemara rejects noser. Also, it's not a good source for the iser na of chametz and shor nizkal. So now the Gemara reverts back to the initial source of the dam chatas achitzona that is brought into the Kodesh. The Gemara says, last in our line, Amar Abaye, li'olam mikra kama, really we're learning the first source of dam chatas. V'epach, and let's switch things around and say the drush is as follows. The licht of v'be'esh tisarif v'lo bay lo se'acham. Initially, we were learning from the pasuk of v'be'esh tisarif. That was really the source. And we said, that's not available, v'be'esh tisarif, because that tells me you have to burn all kachim psulim. So now the Gemara says the drush is differently. It says, it should say simply in the pasuk v'be'esh tisarif, that you burn kachim that are pasul, v'lo bay lo se'achel, you don't need the pasuk, don't eat it. Ma tamo lo se'achel. You don't need to teach me that kachim themselves are needed because the nafkalei mid Rabbi Elazar. We know that from Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar already says that you have to burn it. If you have to burn it, mimele you don't eat it. So what's it teaching me? It must be tineu inin l'chol yisurim shabbat Torah. Lo se'achel from dam chatas is telling me that other yisurim shabbat Torah can't be eaten. Well, v'meinu inin l'achil, we already know those other yisurim you can't eat because it says lo sochel lo yochal. It must be tineu inin l'iser hano. So then we see, therefore, that is the source. This is the source. Lo se'achel by dam chadas is the source of the iser na for chametz and shor nizkal. Where it says maybe not. Maybe the din is imakam b'seifa afkan kol yisurim shabbat Torah shabbat. Maybe we should apply the din of lo se'achel to apply to all other yisurim shabbat Torah that requires a seifa. And the Gemara says we don't need to know that because amar kra hanoser only noser b'seifa vein kol yisurim shabbat Torah b'seifa. The other ones are not. And therefore, the only thing left to do with the pasuk lo se'achel by dam chatas is simply to teach me the din that there's an isra na by chametz and shor nizkal. Mars is not true. We could still reject the usage of this pasuk. Amar le rapapa le abaye v'ema li yichudei le lav l'gufa. Maybe it's to single out that there's a lav in this particular pasuk. What does that mean? De'i mid Rebbe Elazar ein lokin alav shebechalas. Had we only had the position of Rebbe Elazar, we would not apply a lav here, because there's a concept of lav shebechalas. When there's a lav shebechalas, which means when there's a generic lav, and that lav implies many, many different yisurim, we don't apply malchus. For example, lo sochal dam is another example. I have to pause it, go again. I'm forgetting the part. Lo sochal dam. The Gemara says, don't eat blood. It refers to many different things that you can't eat, let's say, before davening. You can't eat before the day the Bezdin is going to give Mises Bezdin. We may have many different lavim that are implied from one very pasuk. When you learn many lavim from one lav, then we can't apply malchus. It's called lav shebechlal. So here as well, the pasuk above, when Rabbi Elazar says lo yachel by nosar, we apply that to all isurim, that all kachim you can't eat. So that's a general, that's lav shebechlal, so you don't get malchus. Maybe the reason why by dam chatas the pasuk says lo yachel again, tell me, but specifically by the dam chatas that goes in, that will get malchus, even though it's part of a lav shebechlal. Once we single out a particular lav, that will actually entail malchus, and therefore it won't be available to teach me about chametz, shabbat pesach, and shor niska. So Gemara goes back to square one again. What is the source for Rabbi Shimon ben Levi that you cannot get enough from chametz, pesach, and shor niska? To which the Gemara answers halfway down the medium lines, Ella amar Rav Papa mehacha. We learn from the following pasuk: Vabasar asher yiga bechol tamei lo yeachel beish yisar. If a person touches anything that's tamei, one should not eat it. Meaning the basar of the kachim touches that which is tamei, you cannot eat kachim that are tamei, and you should burn it. Shein tamei lomer lo yeachel. Why do they teach me not to eat it? Ma tamei lo lo yeachel. What do we learn from lo yeachel? It may not eat in the gufa. You don't need it for it itself, the pasuk itself. Why not? Deha gufa deha nafka le mikal vachomer mimaisakal. We learn the issue that a person can't eat kachim that are tamei. We learn a kavachomer from Meiser. What's the kavachomer? Ma Meiser hakal amra Torah lo biarti mimenu betamei. When a person does vidui Meiser, the way it works is when you bring Meiser sheni to the base of Migdash, you do what's called a vidui Meiser. You confess you did everything correctly. One of the statements you say based on the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo say you didn't burn anything when you're tamei. So the implication is if you can't burn Meiser sheni when you're tamei, certainly you can't eat Meiser sheni when you're tamei. So we learn that Meiser, which is a low-level type of, not even kachim, but it's a low-level thing, you can't eat it when tamei, kal v'chomer basar kodesh, kal chomer lo kol shagain. Certainly, you should not eat basar kachim when a person's tamei. So we don't need a pasuk to tell me, don't eat kachim there, tamei. We learn this from a kal v'chomer from Meiser sheni. V'chi tem, if you're going to tell me, ein masir min adin, maybe you can't apply kal v'chomer and apply it to a nasara. We know there's a concept that everybody agrees, ein onshin min adin. You can't apply an onesh min adin. If I give a punishment to A, which is more lenient, certainly I'm going to give a punishment to a higher level. So there are a few different reasons why that's the case. Rashi implies one of them here, by the way. I'm going to put everything back into the Gemara in just a second. But Rashi says, ein masir min adin. Rashi says, ein masir min adin kavachomer. Afa pisha odem dan kavachomer mi atzmo, einu azhar lalav. Even though a person can make his own kavachomer, even though he's allowed to, we don't apply the din of kavachomer. What does that mean? Why not? So there are three different reasons. One reason is that the Marsha, I think the Marsha, I didn't look it up, I think Marsha here in this Rashi points out because maybe only the lesser Avera deserves a punishment. Because what comes along with punishment? Kapara. But maybe a more severe Avera does not deserve the Kapara, so you can't give a punishment to the person. So just because a person who kills Bashogi, let's say, gets to go to Gullus, a person who killed Bamezit doesn't go to Gullus. Why not? It should be a Kavachomer. No, the answer would be that he doesn't deserve Kapara. So one is he doesn't deserve kapara. That's one. Number two reason is because since a kavachomer, as Rashi says, is adam don miasma, a person makes his own, maybe there's a flaw. You and I can make our own kavachomers. Maybe there's a mistake. Maybe the kavachomer is incorrect. And therefore, I'm going to give a punishment to a person based on my logic. Maybe it's wrong. And that's the second reason. A third reason why we don't apply that einon shem adin is because it's just a midah shem Torah. It's a midah. There's no svara. It's a midah. We einon shem adin. That's the klal. Happens to be Rav Yosef Engel gives a fourth reason. A little bit deeper, we could say it in this in the shul here. He says it has to do with midas chesed, midas gvura. He says gzer shava is midas gvura, and therefore gvura you can apply gzer shava, apply a punishment. But kavachomer is midas chesed, and kavachomer when things are more expansive, it's so you can't onesh and chesed don't go with each other. So to allow a kavachomer to apply an onesh, it's a stira. So that's a fourth reason in Pinimius why we don't apply an onesh. So that's a klal everybody agrees to. Ain onesh min adin. You can't apply a punishment through a kavachomer. There's a machlokas whether you say the same klal by an azhara, by a warning. You apply a law that just like this is an azhara, kavachomer, that should also be subject to an azhara. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, okay, so the kavachomer, if there's a law to eat maisha sheni when tamei, certainly there's a law to eat kachim when it's tamei. Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe ein masir min adin. We don't apply a kavachomer to apply an azhara. So fine. Gemara says, even if you want to ignore the kavachomer, still we have a hekesh. There's a hekesh that equates maisha sheni to kachim, as the pasuk says, "Dichziv lo suchal lechol b'sharecha ma'aser deganecha v'tiyarshcha v'yitzarcha b'choras b'karecha v'gomer." The pasuk goes on to explain the darim and the davos and kachim. So we equate in the pasuk kachim to that of ma'aser sheni. Ma tama. So therefore, just like ma'aser sheni, it's asher to eat when tamei. So too can eat kachim with tamei. So either way, we dealt with kachim and tamei. You don't need a pasuk. The pasuk of Hashem basa sheiga b'chol tamei lo yechel. Beish Tesarif is superfluous. So what's the drasha Gemara says? If we don't need it for basar kachim shenitma itself, let's apply it elsewhere in the Torah. If we don't need to teach it by the other shum where it already says achila, let's teach it tineo inin lahana, that you can't kind of hana, which again, the only two cases that are available is chamech shebe pesach and shor nizka. Now then the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe the drasha that should be made is ima kan besefer, just like basar kachim shenitma, we have to burn, it says beish yusarif, maybe we should apply the drasha af koli shum shebe Torah besefer. Which Gemara says, no, we already know from above, the drasha says, Amarkra hanoser, hanoser b'sreifa, vein koli surim shevatoris b'sreifa, so we can't even entertain the possibility of applying sreifa to other isurim. Therefore, the only thing left with is that this is the source of isra na for chamed shevat pesach and shor nizka. Excellent. Okay. That's the final source. We're good? Okay, a little bit confusing, a little bit involved, but that's how the Gemara concludes. And the Gemara now says, maybe one last suggestion, or maybe one last suggesting rejection here. Amar le Ravina, Ravina says to Ravashi, Ve'ema lav or lav b'shnei lavim. We have a concept all the time where you have multiple lavim, you could do one maisa, and yet get four, five, six averos. So maybe even though we already know in general that one gets a lav for eating kutzrim that are nitma, based on the hekesh or kavachomer from maisa sheni, maybe the pasuk wants to give a lav, a second lav, b'chol tamei lo yechol. There's two lavim for do this. Don't we have mi amar, lav mi amar, abai, does abai not say? Achal potisa, lok, if you eat a particular type of sheretz, you get four malkos without going into which the four malkos are. And if you eat a nimala, lok chamesh, some type of ant, and sir, if you eat some type of hornet, lok shesh, you get four, five, six lavim, the malkos, sets of lashes for different shrutzim. So why should we be so bothered that there might be two lavim for eating basar kachim shenitma? So Gemara says, Amar le kol hecha the ikal midrash darshinan flomakminin balava yisera. Whenever you're able to make a drasha, we'd rather make the drasha than apply two, three, four, five lavim. It's only when we're stuck, when there's no other drashas left, we say, the last resort is it's a double lav, it's a triple lav. But if there's a way to make a drasha, we certainly opt for the drasha, and therefore, since we were able to create a drasha, we'd rather make a drasha than to say, it's just trying to add up lavim on top of each other. That's how the Gemara concludes. So now that we discussed this pasuk of the basar kachim shenitma, the Gemara wants to darshan the rest of the pasuk. What are the extra words doing to teach us in that very pasuk? That's going to be the next six lines here. So the Gemara says, "Habasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yechel dereisha lamid." What's the beginning tell us? The beginning, habas in the beginning tell us. So Rashi says here. Rashi writes three narrow lines down. Habasar lamali hashad amris kra lav legufei asar elalim eino inyan. The pasuk is no longer talking about basar kachim. It's talking about chametz shebe pesach and talking about shor niskal. So what's the word basar teaching me? It has nothing to do with basar anymore. So the Gemara answers, it's telling me lerabos etim v'levona, to include even trees, wood, and levona, that they're also subject to tumma. Even though, as Rashi says, these things are not the davar achila, not ochel, they're still able to be makabel tumma. It's a special drasha. Usually only that which could be food or that which could be kalim or metame. But these are exceptions that the pasuk is about basar, even lavona, even etzim, are makabel tumah, even though they're not actually food. And that's the drasha from this. And it's talking about odafka, kachim, lavona, and etzim of the base of Mikdash. Then the Gemara wants to know, what about the basar, kol tahor, yochal, basar, desef, lamali? What about the end of the pasuk? What's the basar at the end? Because the pasuk reads, I'll read it on the side just for a moment, habasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yechel, beish yisarif, vabasar, kol tahor, yochal basar. So what's the basar now at the end telling me? Again, this pasuk is no longer talking about basar kachim. So what's the drasha? So Gemara says, the basar at the end is telling me, the rabos emurim, from emurim, that emurim, different limbs of the carbon that gets tame, those also are can't eat. Gemara says, we already know that. Emurim, hasam nafka, we learn from a different place that emurim that are tame can't be eaten. The Tanya, hanefesh asher tochal, basar mizevach shalom ashel Hashem, the rabos es ha-emurim, that you can't eat these emurim of the carbon if they're tame. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Hasam tumasa guf, bekares hacha tumas basar belav. The question is, one passage talk about when the person himself is tamei, he cannot eat kachim, he gets karis. One is talking about when the kachim becomes tamei, he can't eat it as a lav. So the passage we were describing up until now is when the kachim themselves become tamei, an individual eats kachim that are tamei, that's a lav. This new passage, the passage the Gemara just introduced, is talking about where the person himself was tamei, and if he eats the kachim, then he'll be subject to karis. Okay. Now we've been talking in the past few days about eating different isurim, they're asur b'achil, asur b'ana. The Gemara makes the following klal. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, When it comes to eating any of these instruments that we mentioned up until now, you're only usher to eat it when a person eats it derech achilasam, when you eat it in a normal way. Lemute mai, to exclude what? Amar Rav Shimi Barashi, lemute shim achel chelev chai, shepater. A person eats raw fat, a person's pater. Because that's not normal to eat. No one eats the chelev chai. People cook it. They bet to eat it raw. That's not normal eating, and therefore one will be pater. This becomes very relevant because when it comes to, let's say, taking medicine, sometimes medicine has something that's usher. Is that considered normal to swallow a pill or not? So many poskim say it's not considered normal, and therefore it's no problem of swallowing pills, because even though there might be treif, might be pig, might be something inside of it, that's not considered derech achilas, and that's how some say. Others say, however, if there's a flavor to it, if it tastes like something, then it's more of a problem. You have to somehow get rid of the flavor. Sorry, guys.
The item that's treif doesn't have a flavor. There's additional flavor in the medicine.
Ein achanami, but that might make the whole achila considered as if it's... They talk about adding things that davar mar to it, whether that will change everything. That's a bit of discussion, how mar it has to be. But yeah, I mean, once that's flavor, we assume it's a problem. So then the Gemara says, Ikadami, Amar Rabbi Bo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yishum Sheba Torah Ein Lokan, Alein El Derech HaNasam. Now, slightly different language here. Machlok is, what are the differences? The first statement said, Ein Lokan Alein El Derech Achilasam. This is Ein Lokan Alein El Derech HaNasam, the normal way of Hana. Mumute Mai, what is this coming to exclude? Amar of Shimi Barashi Lemute Shim Teniach Chelav Shel Shor Haniskal Agavi Makaso Shupater. Person places some fat of a shor niskal, he places it on a wound, that would be pater. That's not derech hanasan, that's not a normal way to get hana. The Koshkein Ochel Chelav Chai Shupater, certainly that when it comes to eating it would be pater as well. So the difference here is the first mandamar sounds like it's only aser derech achilasan, implying if you have something shalot derech hana'asan, it would actually be aser. The second mandamer says even hana'ah has to be derech hana'asan. That's the difference. Now, why would such a chiluk be in the first mandamer? So Rabbeinu David explains, achila implies how one eats, the ma'is achila. Hana'ah is the result, how one gets. So if I get hana'ah this way or that way, it's still hana'ah I'm getting. Still getting some type of a benefit from it. But achila is dafka, a ma'is of the achila has to be a normal way of achila. Even though the goal is accomplished, I have taken the medicine, if it came in some roundabout way, if a person has an IV, achila through that way, that's not a achila, that's completely shalom derech achilasam. But hana is more goal-oriented. That's the first mandamar. And the second mandamar doesn't make a difference whether it's achila, whether it's hana, they both have to be derech hanasan, derech achilasam. So the Gemara then says now, that Itmar Nami is also stated, Amar Rav Achabar Avya, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochan, Heniach Chelev Shel Shor Haniskal Agavi Makaso. A person places fat of a Shor Niskal and on his wound. Pater Lefisha Kol Isurin Shabbatara Ein Lokan Alein Ela Der Hadassah. So it is an interesting question they ask in the Rishonim. So, okay, granted, this is not normal, but isn't there a concept the Gemara in Yuma tells us that Sicha Kishtir? That the Gemara has a drasha that just like Yom Kippur, you can't rub oil on yourself. Why not? The Pasuk says that sicha, rubbing oil, is like drinking. It's the same thing. So it shouldn't sicha. Now, if I put a chelav on my cut, isn't that like drinking it? And that would be considered shtia. That's considered normal. Why is that not allowed? So the answers the Rishonim give, a couple of the answers is that has to be where it's a normal type of a sicha, which is rubbing it in. But when you put the fat on the band-aid or the bandage, and put the bandage on, that's not called sicha. Sicha is you're rubbing it in. The case of Gemara is not when you're rubbing it in. You're putting on the bandage and you put the bandage on, that's not sicha. Sicha is rubbing. Ein echnam, you're rubbing it in, that'd be aser. This is not the case of rubbing, this is the case of putting on a bandage. The other explanation is it has to be only a sicha that's tanug is aser. But a sicha that's not tanug, that's shavrafua, that's permitted. So this case here, rubbing the oil for the refua, that's not tanug. That's because I have a cut. It's making my cut go away. It's a helium. Only if it's a sicha of tanug would that be considered kishtia. Okay, the Gemara now says, let's finish off. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira Afan and Nami Tanina. We also learn in the Mishnah, Ein Sofkin Esar Bayim, Mishim Arla, Ela Al Hayote Min Azesim Min Hanavim. So there's an Isser Arla. The Arla is the first 3 years of a fruit tree. It's Aser to eat. And if one does eat that which comes from an olive, which is, of course, olive oil, that which comes from grapes, which is grape juice or wine, one gets malchus. And the Gemara says, only these two cases, Bavad. Vilu mitosim v'teinim v'rimon, if it comes from a different type of strawberries or berries or figs and pomegranates, lo, that's not subject to Isser Malchus of eating the fruit juices of those last few. So my time, what's the reason? Lav mishum de lo ka'achil lo derech ha'nasan. Is it not because they didn't eat it in their normal way? I mean, the Gemara understands what's normal for grapes and olives, the normal way, the most likely way people benefit from it is from the juices. Olive oil and wine is more common to be eaten or drunk than that of the grapes and olives themselves. As opposed to all other fruits, the Gemara teaches us that people more likely are to eat the fruit than to eat the, or drink the fruit juices. So once a person drinks pomegranate juice or fig juice or berry juice, that's not the normal. That's shelo kederech hana'asam. So we see from here that one is not subject to the Isser of Arla when you drink Shelo Kederech Hanasam. We sit above this Machlokas. Everyone agreed, if you eat something Shelo Kederech Achilasan, that's certainly going to be Mutter. But if you have something Shelo Kederech Hanasan, not the normal way of Hana, that is Machlokas. One opinion said, you'll still get the Isser if it's Shelo Kederech Hanasan. The other opinion felt, no, it's Mutter unless it's Dafka Derech Hanasan. Here is an example where you're having something Shelo Kederech Hanasan, you're having the fruit juices of these last few fruits, and the Gemara says it's mutter. So it must be that only Derech Hanasan is aser, but Shelo Kederech Hanasan is actually mutter. The Gemara says no. Amar Lebai, this is a different case. Bishma Yashmin and Pri Gufei Delok Achilei Derech Hanasan Shapir. If you had the actual fruit, and I ate in a strange way, I ate it through my nose, let's say, I don't know, whatever is considered Derech Achilasan. But that, the Cheps is the fruit itself. That's a fruit, I'm eating it in a strange way. That's a Shelo Kederech Hanasan. But here we're not talking about the fruit, we're talking about the juices. And the Gemara says here, Elahacha mishum de zeb amahu. We don't even view the juice as considered a juice. It's zeh. Zeh means like the sweat. It's nothing. When you squeeze out olives, you squeeze out grapes, that's a real juice. That's a real wine, that's real olive oil. When you squeeze out the pomegranate, it's water that has a little flavor. You squeeze out figs, it's water with a little bit of a flavor. That's not called a juice. That's zeb ama, and therefore that's not subject to any din. This is very relevant for Hilchos Brachos as well. When you come to squeeze different types of fruit, you view the fruit juice as the actual fruit. Should it be like a, should it be ha'etz? When you say orange juice, should you say ha'etz? Is that mamish the fruit? Or no, it's zeb ama, the Rishonim say. It's simply a shahakal, just like water pretty much, with a little flavored. The Gemara says here also, by Arla, it's a zeb ama. It's not even a chefsa to speak of. You don't even speak of Arla in this case. It's not even Arla. It's just the sweat of the fruit, and that's why. But Eina Hanami had been the case of the fruit, and eating the fruit, shalok kodech hanas, and that would be a different shiloh. But that's not really the shiloh that's at hand here. We'll go a few more lines, and then we'll stop. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, hakol modim bekilei akerim shalokin alein, afilu shalok kodech hanas. Now, even though we had a machlokas above, and we actually assume that the only time a person gets an iser if he eats the iser kederech achila and derech hana. But there's two exceptions. The Gemara here presents one. We'll see a second one in tomorrow's daf. But one exception is kilia kerem. Even if you eat it shelo kederech hanasan, one will still get subject to the iser. So the Gemara says hakol modem. Everybody agrees, but kilia kerem when it comes to klaim of kerem of grapes and vines, shalok and alen, one would get malchus afilu shalok kederech hanasan, even if it is a strange way to eat it, a strange way to get anah. Why? My time mishum delok sib behu achila doesn't say there's an iser achila by kilei kerem at all. What does it say by kilei kerem? If you look at Rashi, last four lines, Rashi says kilei kerem ksiv pen tikdash hamaleah demashu lo tea nemimenu ela tisrafenu, that you have to burn kilei kerem. It doesn't say don't eat it, burn it. Burning means don't get any hana across the board, whether it's eating, whether it's hana, whether it's this, whether it's that. Aser across the board. Lo tiena menu el b'seifa. Upen is always a lashon of lav, lest you come to tikdash, you have to make sure to burn it, not to get hana. So this is one exception. The other exception is bas b'chav. So this is very relevant. Shulchan Aruch brings this down la lacha, that bas b'chav is more severe. They talk about the following scenario. The Rambam writes that if a person, let's say you have a davar iser, and you have to take it for medicine, so if a person's pikuach nefesh, a guy's dangerously ill, so a person needs to do whatever he needs to do. He should, if he has to have treif, he has to have pig, he has to have whatever, he eats it. Nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh other than big three. So there's no shilas. A guy has, the only option is a pig, you eat the pig to make himself better. If it's shlosh shasakana, he's not dangerous, but he's not in danger, but at the same time he needs it for a fua, so what do you do? So the dinner is, if it, let's say, has no flavor, so you could eat it. Shlo kederech hanasan. Taking a pill is not normal. But let's say there's flavor to it. So the eighth of the Rambam says you put a davar mar inside it, something bitter, so then that would be allowed, that cancel everything out, there's no hana anymore, and that would be allowed as well. The Rambam says a davar mar will not work by kila kerem and bas v'chav. So let's say a person, for example, the only medicine is a bas v'chav medicine. It's the only thing. He's not bikuach nefesh, but he's ill. He needs this to make him better. So dropping a davar mar won't work for bas v'chav. You're stuck. Now some say, the Chavis Das argues, Chavis Das says no. The Rambam says the only time a davar mar doesn't work is if you're just adding a davar mar, which is very external to the medicine. But if, let's say, you mix the davar mar in a way where it actually ruins the basa b'chalav somehow, where it doesn't make it edible at all, So then that would actually be allowed even for basa b'chav. So there's a machlokus whether that would apply even to basa b'chav. In the end of the day, we see that kerem, and we'll see tomorrow, and basa b'chav are two exceptions, which also are afilu shelo kederach hanasim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Happy to be back. I'm sorry I'm still a little bit out of it. But Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue.